Joining us via the Digis Hotline, he's my friend. I've known him for a long time. He's a contributing writer for NFL on Fox. He now hangs his hat in Southern California, I've been told. Todd Link. Todd, how you doing, man?
I am doing great. Keith, how about yourself? Always good to be with you and the fine folks of the 801, as the kids say.
Where'd you do the Super Bowl? Where'd you enjoy the Super Bowl?
I was at the, I hate the name drop, but of course, Frank Sinatra told me, Keith, never drop names. I was up at the lovely Tom Tolbert Estates. He has a big Super Bowl bash every year, and I was here along with some former Arizona alums and some other semi-celebrities enjoying some free food, which is always the best. What did you do for the big game?
We did it at our house. We're seeing the Todd Link would show up, but no, we enjoyed the game. Of course, I'm a Seattle Seahawks guy. I enjoy their work. That last play broke my heart, if that's all right to say. Or I don't know if that was that the last play of the game? It was the last play that mattered.
Well,
was that called by Pete Carroll? He's getting worked over. Of course, if it was incomplete and they ran it the next play, no one would even care. But the fact is, there wasn't an interception, so I guess it wasn't a good call.
Yeah, I was going to say it broke my heart and also my wallet, as they say with that last call.
Yeah.
I was out here watching the game, and as we all know, if you have Marshawn Lynch, the most, at least, intense, fearful running back in the league, and you've got a half a yard to make, you would think that he would just run the ball three more times and then get a half a yard. I actually don't mind the fact that they wanted to pass it, but to run that pass play in that particular part of the field on that down, can I say the word asinine, Keith? Can I say that on the air there?
Please do.
Okay, it was asinine and also stupid is what it was. If you want to run the back shoulder fade like they did in the first half, if you want to run a fake dive to Lynch, throw it to Wilson, the tight end, I'm fine with that. But to run that play where it can be tipped, obviously it was intercepted on that play, is just stupid. And the problem is that Bevell had to call that play down to Carroll. Carroll had to approve that play and then send it in. So there were two morons on that play who decided to run that play. It's like when you watch Land of the Lost, the movie Land of the Lost, did you see that, Keith? Horrible movie. People say that movie's terrible, but you know what? 10 people had to approve that movie before it ever got made. So just the fact that they decided to run that play was just idiotic. I would rather him run the special field unit on there, try an onside kick right there, than run that stupid pass play.
Hey, what do you think about this whole situation with the Atlanta Falcons, the fake crowd noise, being fined, losing draft picks, etc.?
You know what? I want to say there was a situation like this a few years ago in the NBA with the New Jersey Nets, where they were piping in fake crowd noise. I mean, obviously, if you're there watching the Falcons game, you're one of about probably 10,000 people. So if you can look in the stands and see that there's nobody there, you would probably know they're pumping in artificial noise. The fact that they're going to get punished for this, I think, is probably a bit extreme. Maybe a low-round draft pick, maybe a fine. I don't really see how you really affected anybody by doing that. Maybe the other team's snap count, et cetera. But the fact they did it is not surprising. The fact that they might get fined or get draft picks taken from them because of it does surprise me a little bit.
I guess the beef is, and the story is that they only had the crowd noise or they really amped it up when the other team had the ball. But when their own team had the ball, they backed it off just a smidge.
Yeah, they did the old hands quiet down, Peyton Manning, hush the crowd, and all that kind of good stuff. And I can kind of see when you're indoors, how that might affect the team. I mean, obviously, you've seen in Seattle, which is an outdoor stadium, how loud they can get, and that can affect the other team when they have the ball. So the fact that it's indoors, I could see possibly affecting the other team. I don't think it was that big of a deal. You know, if teams prepare for that, they think, you know, we'll go with a silent count, we'll go with a one count on the hike and all that kind of good stuff. So I don't think it really affected the other team that much, but it possibly could.
You know, having performed stand-up comedy for as long as you have, as long as I have, there are distractions, like someone making a mixed drink while you're on stage. So,
yes, weather in the background, always the best sound in a comedy club, yes.
Yes, and also, I will tell you this, if there was fake applause for the Atlanta Falcons whenever they scored a touchdown, I'll also take fake applause and fake laughter.
Yes, absolutely. If somebody wants to, I've had several women fake it with me a few over the years. So if they want to do that, that's fine too. But yeah, fake applause for me, I love that. You know, do it the whole show. That's all I want. Just make it consistent so I know when it's going to be and where to stop the joke. Get them the fake applause instrument right there.
His name is Todd Link, comedian, contributing writer for NFL on Fox. Golden State, that game last night was crazy to watch. They were down by 22 points versus the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks are a good team, no doubt about it. But man, the way Golden State came back was astonishing to watch. And the way they got beat by Utah just last Friday was also a huge surprise to me anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, in an 82-game NBA schedule, you're going to have a clunker four or five times a year, no matter what you do, you're just not going to have it. But what I'd like about the Warriors team this year, and as you can see from the game last night, is that they got off to that slow start. Dallas, like you said, a very good team, obviously going to be a playoff team this year, although Rondo did not play last night, which obviously affected them a little bit. But the thing about the Warriors is they've got seven or eight different guys that can help the team or score a lot of points on any given night. I mean, you saw Klay Thompson with the crazy quarter he had a few days ago. Curry had 26 in the third quarter last night. And what happened during that time when they got down, Maurice Bates came in, hit three or four key buckets, kind of kept them in the game. Livingston comes in, hits a couple of key buckets. If guys that contribute all the time this year, 8-9 deep on the bench, a guy can do it any particular night at any time. That's why they're so tough this year. I think they're going to be really, really tough out in the playoffs if Bogut can stay healthy, which is obviously the key.
Yeah, and Bogut looked good last night. He's active. He's running. I love watching those guys play. No defense, by the way. Not necessary. Need not apply. 128 points scored last night.
Well, like Coach Kerr said, he says he doesn't mind giving up a lot of points in a game if it's a type of game that's going to be up and down where there's lots of possessions in it. Because obviously if you're going to have 100 shots or so, they're going to make 40 to 45 and hit some free throws. You're going to give up some points. But he doesn't like it when they don't play good defensive sets, when they get beat off the dribble. They gave up way too many easy buckets early last night, but then they kind of calmed down, started playing their defense, got some steals. That's what got him back in the game and eventually led him to a win.
His name is Todd Ling, joining us via the Digis Hotline, contributing writer for NFL on Fox. The big news, O.J. Simpson says, wait a second, you're going to do a movie about me and you're going to have Cuba Gooding Jr. play me? No. How about my boy Denzel?
Is that really happening? They're making a movie about O.J.?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, my goodness. Well, doesn't Lawrence Fishburne have to be in that, or Kevin Hart? I mean, he's in every movie now, right? Kevin Hart must be in there at some point. Maybe he can play A.C. Cowleys or Johnny Cochran, but he has to be in there according to SAG rules, as we all know.
I think Kevin Hart would need a booster seat if he's driving that white Bronco up and down the 5 or 405.
At least a phone book or two, yes. Got to prop him up. That is correct.
Orenthal, James Simpson.
Is there a timetable on this movie being made, or have you seen anything? It's just like pre-production, as they say right now.
It's a new series called American Crime Story, and I guess they feature crimes of note, and this is definitely a crime of note, no doubt about it. Hey, do you remember, where were you living when they made the announcement? We talked about this yesterday on the show, is that a lot of people, they get mad at a sporting event. They want to punch the TV, punch the wall. The last time I remember becoming emotional as I watch something on television, it was not a sporting event. It was the OJ verdict. I'll never forget it. I was living in Southern California. I was watching television, not guilty, and I screamed. Where were you when this happened?
I was in Southern California also at that time. I think that was, 1995 maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
There.
Yeah.
I was there. And people probably don't notice it because they were looking at Johnny Cochran and OJ when the verdict was read. Go back and watch that verdict being read and look at Robert Kardashian's face. Mm-hmm. Just concentrate on him. He has the biggest, you've got to be kidding me, look on his face I've ever seen in my life. If you've never watched it, go back and look. He's like, are you kidding me? These people did what? And obviously, like you, I was a bit upset. Not quite as upset as I was when I was a kid and I heard the White Shadow got canceled. But still very, very upset when that verdict was read. There's no doubt about it. But I mean, he's in Vegas now for stealing back his own stuff, so go figure that.
Today we celebrate the birthdays of Roger Staubach and Hank Aaron. Who's your favorite? Who's a bigger star in your mind?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Is Roger Staubach 71 today or 72?
He's 73 years young.
Okay, I was going to say, go back, and the NFL Network has a great Football Life this month about Roger Staubach. It's fantastic. They show him out there playing the Thanksgiving flag football game that they do every year there in Dallas. The guy's 72 years old. He's still winging it like he's about 40. It is absolutely incredible. Staubach, I was a Steelers fan growing up. I wish I would have respected him more and appreciated him more when he played. He was one of my favorites now that I look back at that era. But Hank Aaron, for all he went through, with obviously the racial strife, the civil rights stuff back when he was playing, the fact he got death threats, when he got close to Babe Ruth. I'd have to say Hank Aaron, probably on a bigger spectrum, my favorite player over Staubach, but I love Staubach too.
You know what? When you think about Hank Aaron, when I was a young fellow living in Charleston, South Carolina, I wrote Hank Aaron a letter. And I asked
him. Oh, really?
Yeah, I wrote him a letter, and he sent me back an autographed picture. So I'm
is that right?
I'll always
love him anymore then.
Exactly.
Taking care of his fans. The man of the people.
I will always be a Hank Aaron fan. Also a fan of Todd Link. Todd, thanks for being on the show. You got any gigs this week? Where are you headed?
I am, as I say in the business, I am dark this week, and then I'm heading back to Southern California next week, and then I will be in fabulous St. Louis, Missouri, the last week of February, with the great Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Dynamite. Todd Link, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it, buddy, and safe travels.
My pleasure. Hey. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. That's Todd Link, contributing writer for NFL and Fox, comedian and friend. You want to follow him on Twitter, by the way. His Twitter handle is @JokerTodd1.